This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gone too soon. What's this obsession with going through people's emails? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. John Gruden went to do another stint with the Raiders. Now they're the Las Vegas Raiders. They moved from Oakland. And somebody went through his emails and found some things that he said that are now considered controversial. And he's gone. And he made an announcement, says, hey, look, sorry, I'm whatever. And he didn't specifically, he just said, sorry if I embarrass some people, and he left. He didn't specifically apologize for what he said. And we're going to dissect that today. But I want to know, who got his emails? Who is so vindictive that they're like, I'm going to publish his emails? My administrative assistant, she's got access to my emails. She could theoretically grab any of them she wants and put them out there. There are probably four people that have all my emails. And I tell people all the time, don't put anything in email that you don't want out in the streets. Because, yeah, it's going to get out. Thanks for being part of what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you are here. And as we're considering John Gruden getting fired over this, and you say, Kevin, what's the big deal? It's football. You don't even talk about football because you don't watch it anymore, and it's pro football. You only watch college, which I don't watch very much college either. But this is a bigger story. This is about emails and social media and people being fired over things that they've said. And I'm going to tell you something. I think it's silly. Can you imagine what would happen if the average person got their emails? You don't think you're, I don't know what you're doing. I don't want to get all up in your business. That's not what we do here. But I'm going to make you a bet that there are things in your email you don't want some people to know. Like, you might tell somebody one thing, but you tell somebody else. Like, Bill, hey, great. Sorry we missed the party, but you tell, Jack. Yeah, Bill invited me to his party, but there was no way we were going to go to that crazy thing. Bill's a swinger. You get what I'm saying? It may seem harmless to you. It may not even incriminate you, but you don't want that email going out there. Don't make me go all Shatner on you. Captain Kirk. Hunter Biden, do you really believe that the Biden family, Hunter Biden's emails are available and they will not publish them, but they want to tell you what John Gruden, old white boy that coaches football, they want to tell you what Gruden's doing. I don't care what John Gruden's doing. I want to see Joe Biden's emails. I want to see Hillary Clinton's unredacted emails and the ones she did that she tried to get rid of. I want to see Hunter's emails. I want to see Barack Obama's emails. I want to rock this thing. I feel like getting musical now. Could your emails withstand scrutiny? Just saying. Hunter Biden's emails. Bill Clinton. How about Bill Clinton? How about Harvey Weinstein? Oh, wait. How about Jeffrey Epstein's emails? Ooh. That would be like looking at Pelosi's medicine cabinet. Boy, don't get me started. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, people. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give me a buzz and let me know what you think about the email saga? 844-551-8255. See, we're obsessed with going through people's social media. I got fired over it because I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks, and I stood by it. I ain't deleting it. They're lying skanks. Twitter deleted me, but that's okay. All my work is still there. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't erase a tweet now to save my life. I wouldn't do it. It's a matter of public record. It is who I am as a warrior. Kevin, you've said some controversial things. No, I haven't. I have not. I've told you the truth about people. I've explained lying skanks. I've explained dudes that you go, man, don't be anywhere around this knucklehead. You don't want to be around that dude. He's a Neanderthal. I could go on. Good or bad, even if it incriminates me, if it's something that I do, I still go after it. I'm but a failed creature, unworthy of the grace of God. But you know what? I enjoy my life because I know my Heavenly Father, He looks upon me with favor. He says, Kevin, you're a flawed little mofo, but I love you. I love you, dude. I love you, too. I love you, Lord. I do. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Don't get me singing Negro spirituals up in here. I'll lose my white audience. Anyway, would your email survive scrutiny? So we got this social media thing, the blitz. You know, you can't say that on social media. They want to shut you down. Did they shut me down? Huh? People listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically my show, have I been shut down? Shh, shh, don't tell anybody. I'm still here. They're dumpster diving now for emails. It isn't enough that they go look at every bit of your social media. Look, I tell my youngest son, hey, dude, stay off TikTok. Stay off this stuff y'all are doing. You think it's funny? You think when you're 19 years old trying to get a good job, somebody's going to go back and look at the crap you did when you were 13, 14 and be like, look at them. Look at what they were doing, gyrating sexually and stuff. You know, they're going to look at you kids and go, all you did was kid stuff. That's all you did. So I'm getting back to this. Okay, Gruden's got social media. He's got all this stuff. He's already coached the Oakland Raiders. He got the largest contract for a rookie coach ever, $100 million back in the day. And then he led the Tampa Bay Bucks to a Super Bowl. He knows what he's doing. He's a good coach. That's what they hired him for. They didn't hire him for his language. They didn't hire him for his decorum. He's not teaching charm school, right? But they went through his emails. And they found some stuff. And what they found is utterly amazing to me, because here's the other thing. What they found, I bet you 99% of dudes could not survive that level of scrutiny. My hand will go up. You ever call the gay person the old name for a cigarette? Let's just say if you took a drag off of a, you get it, you know what I'm saying. Have you ever used that word? I have. Not to go all Paula Deen on you, but I grew up where people used to talk about gay people and they would use the F word. I'll go to rehabilitation camp. I ain't going. I use the word. I don't care. And you know what? I didn't even think of it necessarily as like, oh, that's derogatory to gays. It was just like, shut up, punk. It's the same word to me, but one means more than the other, right? Because somebody defined it that way. And pretty soon you won't even be able to say punk. Hey, I'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who exposed Don, what's his name? Gruden? Doug Gruden? Don Gruden? John Gruden? Anyway, who exposed his emails? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Gruden. I think this is a great story because it has so many other tentacles in it. You know, why are people looking at people's emails? And I asked earlier, what about Hunter Biden's emails? What about Joe Biden's emails? What about Pelosi's emails? There are people whose emails I really want to see. I don't really care about John Gruden's emails. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Remember Ferguson? When they couldn't find anything on Ferguson, they went through the emails of every Ferguson employee, and they found some, you know, what they call racist emails, and they were jokes. They were like a joke, like, you know, look at this resume from Shaniqua Jenkins, and, you know, whatever. It was harmless jokes. And they made the little town of Ferguson populate with 68% of the population being black, and they had a white mayor. He was a friend of mine. And they looked at emails of these people to determine how racist this town was, and then they painted them as racist. Can you imagine the emails of Lori Lightfoot? The emails of a, I don't know, pick one of these white
leftist governors or mayors. Can you imagine de Blasio's emails and the crap that he's in? Forget the racism and the anti-Semitism and things like that. What about the corruption? But we got to know what John Gruden, a football coach, because as you guys know, white football coaches are the biggest existential threat to mankind. Yeah. By the way, can you do anything in life without somebody crawling down the sewer to look at your turds? Emails, social media, whatever. They got to go back. They got to look at your life from 20, 30, 40 years ago to let people know just how bad you are. And oh boy, that John Gruden, he's the worst of the worst. Here's the story. Last Friday, the Wall Street Journal released a 2011 email from Gruden that made a racist comment to describe NFL Player Association director DeMaurice Smith. He called him, "DeMaurice Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires." What? That absolutely cracks me up. Let me tell you why that cracks me up. Number one, DeMaurice Smith does have lips the size of Michelin tires, and it was a great description. I never thought about using a tire to describe somebody's lips. But he did. That's clever. That's not racist. If he had thin little lips, he would have said Maurice whatever would have to find a magnifying glass to find his little bitty lips or whatever. That's just ranking on somebody, man. What's wrong with that? I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I told people that know me know this. If we are friends and I haven't seen you for a while or whatever, I don't know. And let's just say you got a big old pimple right on your nose. You know I'm going to talk about it. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to be the guy that overlooks it, that just goes like, oh, okay, okay. I'm talking about one that's pulsating. You know, I would say something like, so when's the baby due? You know, things like that. That shows love and concern. Now, I'm not saying that's what Gruden's stuff was a little more egregious, but it's funny. I think it's funny. And oh, by the way, the stuff that you could be the judge of whether you think that him talking about the dude's got lips the size of Michelin tires is a real, you know, something racial. I mean, what if he said he's got lips the size of powdered white donuts? You know, would that have made it better? Or would he have been putting him in blackface? You get what I'm saying? There's no way to win once you criticize. If you're white criticizing somebody black, you ain't going to win. Just not a battle you can win. You have to be prepared to say, look, I've known this dude for years. We've talked smack to one another all the time. And by the way, look at his lips. They are that big. But anyway, he goes on and he calls Roger Goodell. I'm going to use a different word, but you'll know what I mean. He called him a maggot and a clueless anti-football kitty cat. I've coded it for you so you know what he said. Which, for the record, that is exactly what Roger Goodell is. He's a clueless, anti-football, wimp, wussy, punk, you name it. He's that. And Gruden did was say what many people think. And then here's the one that gets me. He says Goodell shouldn't have pressured Jeff Fisher, who was then the coach of the Rams, to draft queers. Now, that is a word that gay people use to describe themselves as queers, because he picked them in 2014 to join the team. I wrote about it at the time because it was a symbolic gesture to the gay community. Oh, he's the first openly gay player in the NFL. He never played a down of football in the NFL. And subsequent to that, other football players have come out and said, I'm gay. So it's a non-issue. Here's the thing about the whole thing. Do you draft the guy because he's a good player, or do you draft him because you want to be the first woke team, etc.? It was obvious. Goodell went for the easy, you know, woke win for the NFL to tell, oh, well, look at how we are. We play gay people. You know what? I don't care if a dude is a gay kid. I had a buddy. He's a gay kickboxer. Most people didn't know it. He was middleweight champion. The majority of people who were in the locker room, his name was Mike, who was in the locker room with him, didn't even know he was gay. I was one of them until one of my friends go, you know Mike is gay, right? And I was like, what? Because, yeah, Mike's gay. I mean, man, I had no idea. And I went to train. And I see Mike. I had no level of disrespect for him because he was the middleweight champ. How are you going to disrespect the dude when he's going in there? He's doing the work. You're watching him work out. He leaves the gym. That's all I knew about him. I watched him work out in the gym, and I watched him leave. And he worked hard. And he fought. And here's the beauty of it. He didn't need to get drafted. He didn't need somebody to go, oh, let's show that we're so woke in kickboxing. No, he just went out there and he kicked butt. And you know the beauty, I swear, I wish I could get him on my radio show. Because what I love about this dude is he never mentioned it. None of, I mean, 99.9% of us didn't know. And Willie knew, I don't know how he knew, because Willie's certainly not gay, but he knew, and he was like, yeah, man, you know Mike is gay. I was like, what? Yeah, man, he said, Mike's dated a dude, he got a dude. Oh, okay. That was it. That was our conversation. Anyway, I'd love to know who we could get their emails and review without restriction. Any of you that say, oh, this is terrible stuff to say, give me your emails without restriction right now. Would anybody take me up on this? I'm talking about, I want permission to Google, to go to Google, get your Gmails, even the ones you think you deleted. That's what I want. Why they are targeting this guy over this woke stuff is ridiculous.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving the thumbs up for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously deciding to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. Reports say committee members recommend the vaccine be considered a two-dose vaccine similar to Moderna and Pfizer. This comes after studies show the single-dose vaccine is less effective compared to the other two. A British lawmaker is dead after being stabbed while meeting with constituents. The attack east of London killed Conservative Member of Parliament Sir Premier David Amiss and Prime Minister Boris Johnson is mourning the death.
The reason I think people are so shocked and saddened is, above all, he was one of the kindest, nicest people in politics.
Police arrested a male suspect. USA Radio News. The manhunt for Brian Laundrie resumed in Florida on Friday. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office saying they were called in by the FBI and are using their canine cadaver dogs at the Carlton Reserve. Crews have been through the area several times in the past month. Laundrie has not been charged in the death of Gabby Petito, but is deemed a person of interest. This after he returned from their cross-country road trip alone in September. A TV star is home after a scare at a coffee shop.
Howie Mandel says he's home and doing better after collapsing at a local Starbucks. The 65-year-old TV personality gave an update after being hospitalized. He said on Twitter that he had low blood sugar. Mandel is currently a judge on the NBC reality competition series America's Got Talent, which just completed its 16th season. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You ever ranked on somebody? You know what I mean when I say ranked on somebody? Like, called them out for what they were wearing, their appearance or whatever. Shamed them in some way. Maybe you fat shamed them, you skinny shamed them, you ugly shamed them, you piker shamed them. Man, you ain't had a job in 15 years, yo, lazy butt. You know, whatever. Let me tell you something. In the black community, we shame you. Oh, boy. We shame you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm not taking up for anybody. John Gruden's got more money. John Gruden can drop off the radar, which he obviously is going to. And he can go do what he wants to. He does not need Kevin Jackson to protect him. And he seems like a likable dude. I don't believe there's a racist bone in John Gruden's body. I don't believe he's a sexist. I don't believe he's a homophobe. I believe he's a pragmatic guy that came up a particular way. He's got his truths. Not all of them are truths. He thinks they are. Some of them are have to change or evolve, and they will on his own time. But society says we're going to change you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Talking about this, the biggest existential threat to football, or maybe even to mankind, a white dude who said some things in 2011, years ago. Think about this. This is a decade ago. They are looking at this man's emails. I don't know. Did he not win enough football games? Did he pull a Don Sterling and make his Hispanic slash black slash Scandinavian girlfriend mad? I don't know what the girl was, but you know who I'm talking about. But John Gruden is now persona non grata. He's out of the NFL. And why am I talking about it? Because it could be you. Shut up, white boy. White girl. It could be you. What did you do a decade ago, 2 decades ago? What did you write? Who did you talk to? God forbid, if you're a guy, did you look at the girl wrong? Did you fix her collar or maybe put your hand on her shoulder? You sexual harasser? You predator? Gruden is just a metaphor for everything else that's wrong in this country. The dude's a football coach, for goodness sakes. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go after all the drill instructors. You know,
boy, there's only two things that come from Texas, either queers or steers. You don't look like beef to me.
You seen any of those movies? Full Metal Jacket or Officer and a Gentleman with a drill instructor is intentionally trying to make you mad? I talk about bullying all the time. God love bullies. Oh, Kevin, what are you talking about? Let me tell you where bullying begins. It begins at home. You know, Frank Sinatra was bullied. Oh, boy, my buddy's going to love this. My buddy has sent me the Frank Sinatra video. Frank Sinatra was bullied by his daddy.
You're never going to be nothing with that singing kid. Why don't you just go down and become a bricklayer? You're never going to be nothing with that voice. All you do is go around singing all day.
His dad was the biggest bully. And you know what Frank did? Dad, I don't want to do the brick thing, man. I'm too cool for that, man. I'm going to lead the Rat Pack, the second version of it after Bogey. And I'm going to be big, Dad. I'm going to be bigger than ever. Just because you keep telling me what I can't do, Dad, I'm going to show you, Dad, you big bully. You know who was with him when he died, when his daddy died? You know who was right there with him? Frank Sinatra. If y'all think I'm lying, watch the movie. Oh, has it happened to you? Have you had a loved one say to you, get off your butt, do some tough love? You know what bullying sometimes is? I'm not saying, look, I don't like bullies that beat people up and do, you know, there's a bully I don't like, but there's a bully that's a likable bully. But we lump it all in. Oh, no, bully. My brothers bullied me. You know what? My older brothers bullied me. My brother used to slap box me anytime he'd see me. Pop, 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 pop. And he was bigger and stronger and quicker. So he just pop, pop, pop. He would slap box me. You know why I couldn't wait to become a martial artist? And why I stuck to it more than he did? Because he was too used to kicking my butt. And I had a goal. I had a mission. I was going to stop the butt whoopings. Also, I had this thing in my head because I watched the kid get pseudo-bullied, and I said, I'm never going to be bullied. Nobody will ever tell me what to do. Not without ramifications. Doesn't make me the baddest guy in the world, but I will fight you. You're going to have some scars. So, my bully, my brother bully, slap-boxing me, and you know, yeah, whatever, little chump, you know, he called me names, and it made me go work harder, 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 harder. And I remember when I was at my aunt's house, and I saw my brother, I was probably 19, he was 20, almost 21, and he saw me, he was with his wife, maybe she was his girlfriend at the time, and I was with my girlfriend, and we go up and he started like slap boxing me, and I just put my foot so fast up to his ear, put it up to his face, and he was like, oh, he goes, well, look like the days of me beating up little bro are over. I said, they ended a long time ago, brother, and we gave each other a hug. It was the passing of the torch. Because he knew I could strap it on him. And he knew I had the attitude to do it. But I thank him. I thank the people that I'd go to the dojo and they're like, oh, yeah, you come on. Let me kick that butt a little bit. Pow, 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 pow. But, man, shoot. You can't say anything about it. Oh, you've offended me. You know, hey, I tell you what. Why don't we invest in personal spring up cry closets? You know, just take it out of your backpack, set it up, and you're going, and you soundproof it. What's that? Oh, somebody's in there crying. Man, we have raised, Eric Holder said it, we've raised a nation of wimps. What did he call us? Didn't he say that? America is now a nation of cowards, a nation of cowards. And, yeah, it was used in the wrong context, but let me tell you something. Eric Holder's right. We are a nation of cowards. People who won't stand up. I was thinking about this. So, we got all these non-gender roles, what they call it when you don't want to recognize your gender. Because they have cisgender, where you recognize you're a male or a female. That you're born a particular way. They call us cisgender. And then they call the other ones a non-binary, where they can be whatever they choose to be. They don't want to have a gender or whatever. And so we can't even say terms like, throw like a girl. If you're talking about a baseball player, and let me put it this way. Give me a girl, put them in the outfield, in the infield, hit them some ground balls, let them throw the ball over to first. Then go get a major league team, hit some infield drills, and watch guys throw. And you'll understand the term, you throw like a girl. But we're not supposed to say that because we're supposed to be gender independent now. You hit like a girl. When I was training in, how many movies, forget my training, how many movies have you seen where a dude gets hit and then he says, you hit like a girl? Are they going to take all those scenes out? Yeah, see, men were brutes. They say things to us like, be a man. What's that supposed to mean? Well, I know what it means. Do you know what it means? Be a man? I just want to make you understand. Anybody that played a sport and played it to the level that you become the coach of a professional team, I promise you, you have offended everybody in the food chain. Have you seen the movie Whiplash? This is J.K. Simmons, who is a music instructor. Watch 5 minutes of Whiplash. And holy cow, this dude offends everybody. He wants excellence. He wants to separate the wheat from the chaff. We do it all the time. You have people that are your go-to people in the armed services. Every armed services has a branch, has a group within the armed services that represents the elite. And within those branches, only a few can make it. And they are the most respected. In the Navy, it's the SEALs. In the Air Force, it's Airborne. In the Army, there's three different groups. Green Beret, Army Rangers, and Delta Force. Marines have MARSOC. They all have something that separates the others. And people that see them go, that's our elite. You think you get elite because somebody wants to baby you or coddle you and you can't use the language of Joe that Gruden used in these emails? Gruden told the truth. You might not like the language. You might go, oh, that's offensive. I don't like when people call people little people midgets. So what? Does it take? Oh, it's like with black people, don't use the N-word. What is the N-word? You just said it. Drives me crazy. So, you know, who of you hasn't called somebody a pansy? What woman do you know didn't say of her man, don't be a chump, a pansy, you know, whatever? And whether she said it or not, I can practically guarantee you she thought it. She thought, God, that guy is such a little sissy. Whatever. There's a term for something where a guy isn't living up to, you know, what represents men. And now they want to replace all of it, right? Gruden, oh, he used LGBTQ insensitive language. This John Gruden story is big because it involves what the left is trying to do to society in general.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahiti.
Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When I was at the gay pride parade, you know, I went with a friend. Known this guy 12 years. I had no idea he was gay. Blew my mind. He decided to come out of the closet at the parade. I had no idea he was gay. And when your friend comes out of the closet, the first thing you think is, holy hell, how many gay jokes have I made around this guy? It's been 12 years, you know, and it's a lot of jokes. The times we're living in, I feel like we're so quick to call everybody racist, homophobic, misogynist, you know. That word racist, we throw that around willy-nilly. I was at a party once, I was like, that last name, that's Korean, right? Some guy goes, it's Chinese, you're racist. I was like, well, I just got it wrong, I don't hate them. You can just say a race now and people get upset. There's no context anymore. I was at a show once telling a story. I was like, yeah, a friend of mine, black guy. Somebody actually yelled out, hey, why does he have to be black? Well, mostly his parents. Pretty sure it's hereditary, yeah. I don't get why we're so sensitive about certain groups and cultures, you know. Like, you can't make generalizations anymore, that's out, you know. But certain groups have different qualities, different traits. This is how we are. That's the fun part, you know? I made a hacky joke once about Mexicans and landscaping. This guy in the back goes, hey, not all of them. You're generalizing, buddy. Not all of them. All right, fair enough. But how come they never do that on a positive generalization? And I go, hey, Mexicans are very resilient people. And everyone goes, hey, not all of them. You're generalizing, buddy.
For those of you who want to check out that guy, his name is Mark Normand. N-O-R-M-A-N-D. Really clever guy. A lot of the comedy that goes through my brain, this guy spits out. And when we do our comedy tour, we're going to be covering a lot of this type of material. If you have fun listening to some of the clips that we play, you're going to really love it when you hear more about the tour. And I hope you guys will help us to get some butts in the seat. Anyway, I was talking about John Gruden, these emails that leaked out or whatever, because somebody either wanted his job or wanted to fire him or whatever. And I asked a very simple question. Can your emails pass muster? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Can your emails pass muster? What about past conversations that you've had about race? Like Paula Deen. She was asked under oath, have you ever used the N-word? Yeah, I grew up. She admitted it. She goes, you know, being honest with you, I grew up hearing this word. It was not considered negative in my surroundings. How many things that you learn as a kid, say, do as a kid, that were you later outgrew and said, oh, man, that was my parents' stupid baggage, not mine. Maybe it was about a religion. Maybe it was about a creed. Maybe it was about women or men or whatever. So how many past conversations could somebody scrutinize about race, religion, sexuality, etc., that you would go, ooh, man, I would have been in trouble 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago when the contextual fabric of these things was very different? Be honest. Who hasn't called somebody a pansy? It's euphemism for a punk, which is euphemism for gay, which is a polite way of saying, well, let's just say mag. Unless you are a replicant, a cyborg, or some other created being, you are fair game as long as you live. And that's what leftists want. They want you off kilter. And what's interesting is they're the ones who should be off kilter. They are the homophobes. They're the people who will joke. Let me tell you how leftism is. Leftism won't tell you about yourself to your face. It is cowardly. It waits until you leave, and then it talks about you. And it hopes it gains sympathy. Like, if a leftist doesn't like black people, they won't say it when the black people are around. They will play to the black people. Oh, my God, Kevin, I really feel for you people. Black people are this, that, and the other. As soon as I leave, they're like, he's such a blah, blah, blah. I think he stole something out of my purse last time I saw him. Oh, girl, are you serious? Yeah, they'll talk about you, won't like you, but will smile in your face. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you about me. I can't speak to you. If I don't like you, I'm not going to have a conversation. I'll come up. I'll be cordial. Oh, hey, Chuck, how's it going? I'll give you a perfect example. I was in business with some guys. I left because they're unethical. One of the guys recently died. The guy who had the most problem with, he died. Both of his partners call me. Kevin, you know, we'd really like to see if you would want to come back. And I went, oh, really? So now that the honcho died, who was a failure, you want me to come back, the guy with the proven success record, and you want me back? Not going to happen. I didn't sugarcoat it. I didn't go, well, you know what, guys, let me think about it. I mean, you guys are wonderful people, and I really hate that this. I was like, no, you guys sided with that clown, and now you want me back? And you were structuring a deal behind my back? Etc. And that list of other things they did. I go, I will never trust you. You will never enter my circle of trust. And one of them had the nerve to say, well, hey, listen, you know, you're still welcome to come out and hang out with me on the boat. He's got a houseboat, beautiful boat. You're welcome to come out and have drinks and stuff on with weekends and party. No. No. I have no interest in doing anything with you. I told him that. I didn't sugar. I don't want him guessing. Oh, Kevin, you know, man, I mean, you know, things are on good terms. I said, you know what? Here's exactly what I said.
as far as our relationship goes, it's water under the bridge. But don't ever think we will be in another relationship of any sort. See, I don't pick my business partners that way. I don't pick my friends that way. Say what you mean. But let me just go back to what I was talking about. The left will hunt you down for things that you said today, last week, a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever. For Cosby, it was 40 years. Who put the fatwa out against this guy? I don't know. They went back 40 plus years. This man is in his 80s. In his 40s, he was the guy to be with. And they waited until he no longer had that kind of clout. And he still had a lot of clout. But they got him. They'd have tried that stuff when he was 50. When he was doing the Cosby show. This is the guy speaking. He'd become an icon. I'm not saying Cosby's great guy or whatever, but in his career, what he did to impress us, he was a pretty doggone good guy. What about Justice Kavanaugh, the guy that got me fired? 30 plus years, they went back to his high school days in order to get him into trouble. When that was all going on, I asked, number one, I looked at my buddies. I said, could any of us pass this level of scrutiny? And to a person, good guys, all of us, we all went, nope, no way. How about others? It was a decade or so, right? I don't know how long, but 10, 20 years ago, Weinstein, and Epstein, all the Steens, and the CBS guy, etc. And for John Gruden? What, 2011? A decade? What did he do? He dared to utter manly utterances that 95% of guys over the age of 40 have said in one form or another. He dared to do that. That was what it took. Excuse me. So I thought about it. I was like, well, who should replace him? He said all these supposedly racist, because he said the dude, he called him Dumb Morris, whatever his last name was. He said he had lips the size of a Michelin tires. I still think that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. But anyway, he talked about Michael Sam's coming in. Why is Roger Goodell wanting to bring in some queer, which is what gay people call themselves? Why does he want to bring in a queer to the NFL? And he has a great point. Why are we focused on Michael Sam's sexuality when we should be focused on his ability to play? And remember, I predicted Sam wasn't going to play a down of legitimate NFL football, and he didn't. So who's going to replace him? And I figured it out. It's going to have to be a black transgender woman turned dude. That's the only fair way to do it because it covers all the bases. So I was going to propose a survey to let RuPaul replace John Gruden. Let RuPaul be the coach of Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Raiders now. And now everybody wants more emails. An investigation of the Washington football team after former employees made allegations about sexual harassment and other workplace misconduct. This is why they wanted them. They were fined $10 million by the NFL, and Dan Schneider stepped away from day-to-day operations, but they don't want to give up the rest of the emails. Do you care about emails of a coach? I want to see emails of our politicians, all of them, personal and professional. Let's see what those scumbags are hiding.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.